TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Oh, I got the phone on my leg, Tim. Ooh, getting my nut juice on it.
I would just assume you did not get any nut juice on it.
Well, I know that's what you prefer, but, you know, sometimes you don't get what you want, Tim. You don't always get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need. And right now you need nut juice on this phone.
Can I set myself back naked in time so that I don't get nut juice on the phone?
Recommend seeing this movie. Now we're gonna spoil the shit out of it.
I give it a B.
B minus.
Still, we recommend you go see this movie. It's worth your time, especially if you like the first and second one.
This is At the Movies with Tim and Noah.
All right, now comes the rest of the episode.
Tim,
Andy,
Noah.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. In this week's movie spoiler episode, Noah and I review Terminator Genesis as I'm driving him home from the theater. And that's why you hear the car engine in the background. Sorry.
I've been waiting for you.
And I think that's really all the setup we need. Let's just start the show.
This is Noah.
This is Tim. Together, we're knit cast.
No Andy today. He's probably sleeping.
Probably.
Or eating. I don't know.
He's dreaming about eating.
We just saw Terminator Genesis. Of the sequels, I would say this is second best.
Terminator 2 being the best?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say it's far and away above 3 and 4. I feel like a lot of people put 4 below 3. I think 4 was slightly better than 3, but I feel 3 sucked dick. Not that the sucking dick is a pejorative for all you ladies and gay fellas out there. You go ahead and suck that dick.
Suck it.
Suck it all up.
Like it's got the tussin in it. I don't... For some reason, 3 and 4 are kind of blend together. No, wait. 3 is the one where it's like the young guy and it's the female Terminator, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then 4 is like set in the future shit. Oh, yeah. with Bale.
Yep. That's what, oh, good for you! I think that's why I like 4 a little bit better than 3. At least it gave us that. Oh, did I ever send you that thing where someone remixed that to be that Italian wedding song?
Yeah. I think you did.
Fuck, that made me laugh so goddamn hard. I guess it's been around since it happened, but a coworker might just send it to me. Oh, I shit myself laughing. I had it on, I just left it on my desktop at, not de- yeah, desktop at work. I just left the tab open. And every so often I would just hit refresh, reload tab, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You are so easily abused, Tim.
I've been bobbing my head. This is great. Anyway, we saw Terminator Genesis. I guess what I'm trying to say is Terminator Genesis.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is I really missed Noah.
By the way, I don't think it was intentional, but David Tell has a joke very similar to that.
Oh, what? Oh. I think I do remember that.
He's talking about some crazy bullshit. He's like, I guess what I'm trying to say is I miss my dad.
Yes. I do remember that.
My iPod came up with that on shuffle. I was like, oh, did I steal the one thing that Noah has respect for me for?
There's got to be something else I have respect for you. Let me think about it for a while.
We got the whole drive home.
Okay, I'll get back to it. So, I mean, I haven't really been reading the reviews. I mean, I know it didn't get very good rating. Like, I think a Metacritic got like 50-something, which is like middling. I thought it was pretty good. Now, I will say this. I feel like you kind of have to see at least the first movie? First two movies to like... I feel like they did a lot of fan service, like, of, like, if you're into these two movies, like, hey, look at that.
Remember this?
Remember this?
That was said?
Remember this person? But yeah, like, I don't know, I feel like maybe a third in or something, like, there was some crazy shit happening, and I was like, fuck, this is a good movie.
Yeah, I was, like, they're doing some interesting things with the timeline. It's just like you said, though, if you've seen the first two movies, your appreciation of that and how they're turning them on its head, it's very interesting.
Like, so, are we ready to get into spoiler territory?
Are you ready? Here comes a full-on spoiler alert!
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
So, Tim's seen the trailer. I think I've seen the trailer, but if I did, I don't remember it.
You probably saw the first and not the second trailer.
Probably. I think I vaguely remember seeing, like, young Arnold. So I had no idea they were going to go back to the 80s. I'm like, what the fuck? Wait, they're going, is this like recreation? They're going back to the 80s? What's going on? But that's not what it was. It was kind of cool. They're like, oh, this is how that happened. But wait, it didn't actually happen like this. Something else happens. And a lot of twists and turns. And like, and I wondered, so the CGI, there is a T-1000 again. I was wondering, like, does he look kind of shitty because, like, this one's set in the 80s?
See, in the 80s, CGI wasn't that great that we had to make it shitty. That would be hilarious if that's why they did it.
I mean, I would say the, this is a big spoiler, John Connor one looks a little better.
Yeah.
But, like, even the beginning where there's, like, the big battle before they get sent back. Even that looked kind of shitty. It's like, what the fuck's going on?
Because it was like, that's the thing. But the first two Terminators, I mean, well, especially the first one. But like, even when they were doing CGI stuff, they also had practical effects. So like,
right.
Those robots, like they were physically, tangibly there. Whereas I think I read this on like one of the cracked message boards. Like it just looks cartoony. Like,
yeah.
Hey, well, let me, I'm a Terminator. Woody, Buzz, you gotta help me kill the humans.
there were some good laughs in this movie. Like,
like when Noah says, she's gonna fuck that little boy.
Now, I should clarify, the little boy is a young John Reese?
Kyle Reese.
And they hadn't fucked yet. And so I'm like, well, I think I made John Connor. And she just looks at him and is like, wait. I'm like, she's gonna fuck that little boy. I mean, Tim thought that was hilarious. Ooh,
yes, I did.
But yeah, like they did a lot of like funky stuff with the timeline of this whole movie. And Tim was saying, which I didn't know, that there was supposed to be two sequels. I mean, who knows if they'll be now, but like, I'm like, what the fuck else are they gonna do? Like, just let it go, man. Like, I feel like you're in a fairly high note. Like, not the best, but, like, not bad.
I mean, the only issue I have is the same issue that a lot of people had with Star Trek, the reboot, is that it just completely obliterates the timeline of the movies that we liked. So, like, they went back to a time right before Terminator 1, and now none of that shit happened. The only thing I'm happy about is that Miles Bennett Dyson is still alive.
I want him to die like his dad. I'm sorry. Val, I would love if they brought him back.
I don't know why. Like, they had his dad character who would have been, like, Joe Morton is age appropriate to play that part. I don't know why. Was he busy? They got a fucking Oscar award winner to play a crazy cop.
Oh, man.
Spider-Man is a menace. Gotta stop these Terminators.
Poor J.K. Simmons is like, I should Whiplash, critically acclaimed movie. Now I'm the crazy guy in this movie. No one believes me.
It's like when Halle Berry won an Oscar and then was Catwoman.
Sometimes you gotta make this. You gotta make this safe movie.
Things I liked were. When old Arnold fought new Arnold, your young Arnold fought old Arnold.
Yeah, that actually looked pretty good as far as CGI goes. I assume they had like a body double and just did the face.
Yeah.
What was something? Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a ton of good action. There was like, you know, a new Terminator that was kind of interesting, but I mean, you didn't get to see a lot of what he could do. I mean, kind of towards the end, but he just played more like a menacing, like, you know, character.
Yeah. Gotta say, though, like, again, with the CGI versus practical effects, like, you know, in Dark Knight, when they actually flipped that truck over? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Really did it in real life. You could tell that, but I'm like, this bus is on a computer. They can do whatever the fuck they want with it. I'm not worried about anybody. Like, it flipped. Like, okay, so Sarah and Kyle are on this bus, and the John Connor Terminator is coming after them. And the bus flips over, and, like, rah, 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 like, chunks of the bus are shredding off.
And then it flips, like, fucking, like, 50 feet in the air. Like, what the fuck?
And I'm like, and then it cuts inside. Not a scratch on either one of them. Like, ooh, that was...
Yeah, I will say, Sarah Connor was wearing a seatbelt. John Connor didn't have shit. Like, he was bouncing around like a fucking ping pong ball.
He would be a bulk. He would just be a pink face.
He would just pass out like, oh, I'm okay.
Oh, man, that was super inconvenient.
I gotta walk home.
I will say that guy wasn't as bad as I thought he was gonna be.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like they could have got someone better, though.
Absolutely.
Like, I feel like the girl that got to play Sarah Connor was great.
She was much better than I... Like, when I saw her in the preview, I was like, she is not doing it for me. But there was even a few moments I'm like, I can see a little Linda Hamilton in this performance. But yeah, the Kyle Reese was just action hero number 47.
Yeah.
they stamp him out in a factory like Terminators.
I don't understand, like, why people would hate this movie. Like, it's pretty fun movie. Like, like I said, they pay a lot of, like, homage to, like, especially, yeah, the first two movies. Some funny laughs, some stuff that don't make sense. So there's this whole thing where Sarah Connor and Kyle Reese get sent forward in time to 2017.
But it's a PG-13 movie, so when they get naked, you don't get to see shit.
Well, then on opposite sides of a locker, I'm like, he's going to see it all in a second. Like, what are you worried about?
Gotta have a grand reveal. Like, here are them titties!
So they go to this bunker with all these weapons, and, like, they show a scene where they're, like, loading up the bullets. I'm like, fucking Arnold had, like, 30 years. Can he fucking, like, loaded some bullets while he's waiting around? Like, what the fuck was he doing? It's like, oh, I gotta go to the opera.
So, here's a major spoiler. At the end, Arnold looks like he's gonna sacrifice himself, much like at the end of T2, to destroy the John Connor Terminator. But then he gets thrown into the liquid metal that... And, like...
You knew that was coming, though.
Yeah, totally. Like, they even show his exposed, what do you call it, the chip, the neural processor, which is you have to have a neural processor for it to work. I'm like, and then they show, like, see, fucking idiot, he's gonna pop right back out of this and be all aces. So he probably goes into liquid metal, and he comes out, and now he's a liquid metal Terminator.
Yes.
But then he goes back to being old. Like, if you're a liquid metal Terminator, why not be young and spry Arnold?
Oh, I didn't think about that. That's a good point.
Why not be anybody who doesn't have an Austrian accent? Like, why does... I wanted them to explain that. Why are they, you know, the best way to infiltrate these army soldiers of the future is to send in a Terminator who's mangling the English language. I am here to help you fight in California.
He'll fit right in.
Like, well, this guy can't be a Terminator. He can't even fucking talk. They don't make retarded ones, do they? No offense to our differently abled listeners.
There's a couple cool things that they did with the T-1000. Like, I'm sure he could have done before, but I guess they had better ideas. Like, where he could, like, take out pieces of himself and, like, track. Like, he would stick it to things and be able to track it.
Yeah, then
also drop it into, like, another Terminator and bring it back to life. I'm like, that is kind of cool.
That was very cool. I was hoping it would just be like an army of CGI Arnolds at one point. I was just hoping to see that. Didn't happen.
That would be nuts. Just running around, smiling.
I did see an interview with Arnold. Well, with the four main cast: John, Kyle, Sarah, and Arnold. I call them their character names. I call Arnold Arnold. Anyway, Arnold, they asked Arnold, like, T2 is the best of the series so far, right? And he said, no, I can't say that, because they all have their good parts. Well, except for part 4, I wasn't in that one. I was only in the first 3. you said, thank goodness you weren't in one? Yeah, it sucked. Really? Really, you're in Terminator 3, you're going to say part 4 sucked?
So no, just sent you a text message.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
What did it say?
I didn't read it. I just saw it come up.
All right. Pause the show. Well, we're not going to pause the show. I'll just take a look at this text message. Because what you want to do when you're speeding down the freeway
is look at your text messages.
It's okay. Noah's watching the road for me. Oh, shit. Their bags never made it to Pittsburgh. Fuck, that sucks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
This unscheduled interruption where I find out United Airlines lost my wife's bags while she was traveling across the country with my two boys is brought to you by my brand new podcast.
Hey, buddy, what you doing?
Is it Christmas yet?
No, sorry, not yet.
I can't wait for Christmas.
Yeah, I can't wait for Christmas either. In fact, let's celebrate now.
It's called Can't Wait for Christmas, and it premieres July 25th at can'twaitforchristmaspod.com. That's can'twaitforchristmaspod.com, and shortly thereafter, it will be on iTunes. So, join me for a little bit of year-round Christmas fun, won't you? Will you? Maybe? All right, back to the show.
We're back. I hope you enjoyed those words from our sponsor, doesn'texist.com. Remember, doesn'texist.com sponsors Tancast because no one else will.
You like that? What are we building? A time machine? What was the joke again? When there's
What do we want? A time machine. When do we want it? It's irrelevant. that's a good fucking t-shirt slogan.
The villain was pretty good, I would say.
John Connor?
Yeah, I don't know. I know I've seen the actor before somewhere, but...
I've never seen... It's funny that everybody in the cast, everybody, who, like John Connor, Kyle Reese, and Sarah Connor, all have... Like, I think Sarah Connor has an English accent, and the other two have an Australian accent. I don't know why they can't cast Americans. Play America! Americans for America, goddammit!
Why can't they just have, like, just... do their accent like everybody else.
But clearly it doesn't matter. Terminator speaks garbled gibberish.
Every time he kept saying Kyle Reese, I thought he was saying calories.
The little Kyle Reese.
Yeah, I was like, fucking, why is he... Oh, Kyle Reese.
I think it might be faster if I go over to 201. Because I think 280 takes a roundabout way to get back to 101.
Okay, then go for it. I just remember I always took 280, mostly for traffic reasons, but, I mean, it's kind of late now, so maybe it doesn't matter.
Anyway, sorry. Traffic break.
traffic update from the chopper. Hi, guys, I'm flying over 280.
Okay, so he, at one point, speaking of helicopters, Arnold Schwarzenegger jumps out of a helicopter and smashes into another helicopter face first. He has a slight bit of damage on his jaw, and that's it. I'm like, that seems like that would hurt a lot. That would take a lot more skin off.
Yeah, I did like... Well, there's a couple things I like that they did with Arnold. I like that the skin ages, so, like, yeah. You look older. I thought that was an interesting concept. And I liked how he was kind of falling apart. Like he was kind of glitching. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, you know... I feel like it's a little well thought out. Like, now he won't glitch anymore. But whatever. So wait, if they have a CPU, couldn't theoretically they just shoot that out and then they'd be dead?
Shoot what out?
So remember he said they need a CPU to form the T-1000s, right?
Right, right.
So I assume there's some chip somewhere in that, right? Somewhere in the liquid?
Yeah. That's some bullshit.
I mean, I don't know where it is. Like, maybe they keep it in their toe, and that's why they can shut, like...
Or maybe they just move it around constantly so you don't know where it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally possible. But it seems like... Like, especially, like, when they... Like, in the first one, you know, if we're... I mean, granted, they probably won't think about all this when they did it, but, like... the second one, when they, like, froze him and then shot him and he exploded, like, it seemed that would have destroyed, like, the chip, right? Because he just flew into a bunch of pieces.
Yeah, yeah, if the whole chip was frozen, like, in liquid nitrogen, then it would have shattered, too, and he wouldn't have been able to piece back together.
Yeah.
Fuck it, we just saw a flaw in your logic, Terminator.
What was something else that happened? I'm like, they need to hire us to write this movie.
Oh, shit, what was it?
I think it was about time travel or something. Oh! Like, weapons. I'm like, why don't they just get a dog and like shove a gun up his ass, right?
And take the dog with you.
Take a dog with you, right?
It's a dead dog. Oh, you know why?
Why?
Because it has to be living skin, and if you just shove the gun in the... I guess it'll be living for a little bit.
Just surgically implanted.
Oh, okay. It was surgically, it may be better.
But I was living for a little bit. Oh, my God. Sorry, PETA.
Fuck you, PETA.
We have to save the world.
Look, Skynet is taking over.
There was a little social commentary involved in the movie, like the whole Genesis... whatever that was, operating system. Basically it's like talking about like how like everyone has these devices and all connected, and that's how Skynet gets all over the place and takes over.
It's amazing how every iteration of this series, like, it takes place in another decade, and the social commentary about how Skynet happens is based on what happens in that, like, every time Skynet forms some different way.
What was the commentary on the second one?
What was the commentary in the second one? Because it was like something about like our, because we launched weapons at Russia and then Russia attacks back, and that's how Skynet.
I think Skynet launches the weapons at Russia, right?
Right, right, right.
And then Russia retaliates, right? And
correct.
That's how it all pops off. Okay.
Man, it's popping off up in this Terminator
shit. This bitch. And it's Quump.
Very good. Oh, here's the other thing. This is true of the second movie as well as this one. If you have a T-1000, why not just send it back and like have it impersonate the president or something and have it invent Skynet way sooner? Like, oh, just send it. It's a guy that can manipulate itself and imitate anybody. Kill a Secret Service guy, get close enough to the president, kill the president. And now there's a liquid metal Terminator in charge of the country.
It seemed like maybe he's too well watched. Well, so how did they send the T-1000 back?
Yeah, because he's not liquid metal. Like he's not. Maybe the liquid metal can form and be close enough to human flesh that it fools the. Yeah, I have no idea.
Plot holes all up in this bitch.
Yeah, that was a plot hole in the second one as well.
Yeah. Asian guy this time. They should have brought back what's his name. That would have been cool.
Robert Patrick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Except, why would he be old?
Whatever.
And that dude's aged. He's on that one show. I can't remember what it's called. Like Flashpoint or no, not Flashpoint. That's another show.
He was on a show, The Unit.
Yes, I remember that. But no, he's on a show currently.
Oh, Scorpion.
That's the one.
Which I didn't like. That show just was fucking ridiculous. Like, blech. I watched a little bit and I'm just like, really? Yeah, I'm done.
Well,
I mean, not that I'm like, you know, the proper.
Yeah,
like,
you're done with all kinds of shit.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, done. Done. So yeah, like, I would say I would give that movie a solid, what do you think, B minus?
Yeah, I would even say B. I wouldn't go so far as to say B minus. Like, it's not as good as Terminator 2. But I was telling Noah when we got out of the theater, I was like, maybe I'm suffering from Hancock syndrome. Because everybody told me what fucking piece of shit Hancock was. Like, oh my gosh, it's like they took a shit on a movie screen and made a fucking shit. And then I'm like, I can't. I'm just watching this, waiting for this movie to get bad. And then the credits rolled. I was like, it's it? It was never bad.
I mean, it wasn't, you know what it is, I think there's a lot of hype, I feel like there's a lot of hype around, surrounding Hancock, and probably a lot of hype surrounding this movie, and so maybe they just, people expected more?
I guess.
I haven't read any reviews, I hadn't seen the trailer, so I wasn't expecting much, which I will say, not watching the trailer for this movie paid off for me, I feel like. There was so much stuff I didn't realize was going to happen. And I was like, oh, I didn't know this. I mean, like, I guess it's stuff, right? Like, when we saw John Connor show up, I was like, oh, is he like a T-1000 or something? And Tim's like, oh, not quite. But yeah.
Yeah, because, okay, so the first trailer, it just shows, them going back in time. It shows, you know, the war stuff at the beginning, and John Connor saying, like, we're sending you back in time. He's like, let me save her, John. And then he shows up, and then all of a sudden there's the liquid metal cop there, and Sarah Connor's like, come with me if you want to live. He's like, what's happened? Everything changed. And then, you know, you see young Arnold fight old Arnold. Then you see CGI Terminator. And then I think they do the helicopter I'll be back thing, and that's pretty much all you see. The second trailer shows John Connor showing up in the future and then shows that he's a Terminator. I was like, fuck it, I'm pretty sure that was a big twist that we weren't supposed to know yet.
Oh my god. Who approves that shit? So actually...
Not the director. He was super pissed, apparently, online, talking about how, like, fucking they ruined the movie by putting all that shit in the trailer.
Who makes those decisions?
Fucking marketing people, man.
I will... Nah, actually, I did see a trailer because now I remember when I saw it, I was like, oh, that shit, did you see CGI? The liquid guy looks kind of shitty.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing. Like, they would show stuff of the T-1000 towards the beginning, you know, during the T-1000 parts. But, like, he would do sort of the same stuff that the Robert Patrick one did. Like, look, he's oozing out of this thing. But I felt like it was like, look at this amazing effect. I was like, fucking, you did that 20 years ago. It's not amazing anymore. Get back to it. Don't spend screen time. Look, it's oozing. Yeah, I know.
So in the movie, the Terminator actually goes back and finds Sarah, and we never found out who did it.
Yeah, I thought they were going to reveal that part. Maybe that's something they were saving for the sequels.
The Terminator goes back when Sarah Connor is like 7 or 9 or something.
Yeah, super young.
Super young, and saves her. Although I wasn't quite clear, like, did he kill her parents, or I guess the T-1000 killed her parents? And the other thing was, is the T-1000 that was around when she was a kid the same T-1000 that's around now? Because they said, well, we've had, like, all this time to prepare for this T-1000 to kill it. But if they're on the run all the time, like, would they really have all that time? Like, I don't know. That was a little, like, they didn't really explain that very well.
Yeah, because I was like, wait. Because you see him walk away with Sarah Connor.
Right. And with the bazooka, too.
Yeah, which implies that that's what blew up the house.
Yeah, which her mom was in.
Unless her mom was already the T-1000.
Maybe. That part didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall I would say go see that movie. Like,
yeah.
I would say, especially if you're a fan of the first and second one, you can forget throughout 3 and 4. It's a good solid movie.
I agree. You should go see that movie. We gave it a B. I gave it a B. He gave it a B minus. What you should do is not watch the trailer for it, but it's too late because you've already listened to this episode of the podcast and the entire movie's been spoiled for it. So, like, why are we recommending they see the movie after we've already the spoilers?
All right, cut this part and put it at the beginning.
Okay.
We recommend seeing this movie. Now we're going to spoil the shit out of it.
I give it a B.
B minus.
Still, we recommend you go see this movie. It's worth your time, especially if you like the first and second one.
This is At the Movies with Tim and Noah.
All right, now comes the rest of the episode.
Too bad you didn't see it with us, because I make funny jokes sometimes.
Oh, that's what you need to do. You got to find your funny friend. sit with him in the theater, and then during the slow parts, he'll get your back. Talk about fucking that kid.
Fuck him. Alright, remember, never trust to not make another sequel for a Terminator movie.
You're doing it like a guy who won't give money to baseball or softball players just trying to raise money to go to baseball camp or whatever it was.
It was $5! You can't afford that, you need that diaper money.
I need that diaper money, dude. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! Tancast. There was a little softball gal outside the theater. She's like, would you like to buy a raffle ticket? And I was like, maybe. She's like, they're $5. I was like, fuck no. Okay, you can play softball here.
I got some. Oh, never mind.
No.
No.
No, sir. No, that is paper.